Hello, welcome back to Almost Cult Classics, the podcast. My name is Joe Ramone. With me, my friend and co-host, Ryan Lancello.
Howdy, folks.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
And part of the reason, I think, for that is we're doing The Cable Guy, which is 1996. This is going to be one of those movies where people give a shit for that it's the cult classic, but... I know, but it's one of those movies where...
I guess you could. Does it have a big cult following? I don't think it does.
Again, my barometer for this has always been, is it getting midnight screenings? Mm-hmm. Is there licensed merchandise? I'm sure there is at some point. And in reality, there are bigger cult classics than The Cable Guy. I think that's what we're trying to say. Nearly cult classic? I don't know. Fuck it. Yeah. Whatever. But this was a movie...
We really can't change the title.
Whatever. We're stuck with the domain, the branding, the Patreon. We're locked in. So... We should just talk about Rocky Horror Picture Show and just be like, go all the way out.
Be like, you know, is it a good?
We don't know. This is a movie that's been on our radar for a long time. I'm assuming you had seen it growing up. I mean, it's one that I had seen growing up. I think we were just talking before we started recording, the almost cult classic element of it for me, and when you look at Jim Carrey's career, it was like, it wasn't quite as big as the other movies he had done leading up to that. It wasn't a flop. It kind of did get forgotten about for a long time, but in terms of where, like, Carrey's career was, we're going to talk about Carrey on our Patreon show.
Yeah.
We're doing we revisited the Ace Ventura movies for the first time in years. I saw Liar Liar. You finally watched the documentary Jim and Andy on Netflix. Uh-huh. So Patreon, $5 a month. Sign up. We're really going to dive into deep on Jim Carrey's career on the after show for that.
There's 40 plus episodes you have not heard. If you're not on our Patreon.
I know. There's a wealth.
It's $5.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Patreon.com/almostcultclassic.
But I think what motivated me to want to do this movie is when we did our little catch up with Batman Forever and I had revisited that. Uh-huh. And it kind of motivated me to be like, I wonder if some of that early Carrey work holds up. But look at his filmography. I mean, you have those three movies in 94. The Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumber.
And The Mask.
Huge hits.
It made him.
And then Batman Forever, which... Say what you want about the movie, another huge hit and huge payday for him. And then I guess with this, it was just like, while it was successful, it was also like, I don't think people expected it to be as dark as it was.
Yeah, and it has a bad reputation. There's that Simpsons joke where they go to like a Planet Hollywood restaurant and the script for The Cable Guy is on the wall. And he's like, what's the joke? He's like, that's the movie that ruined Jim Carrey's career. Like...
In reality, Jim Carrey's like first flop, ironically enough, is Man on the Moon, which we're going to talk about. Like, that's really the first one that's like, oof, that did not hit the same levels. But
right, well, it just wasn't an uber. The Cable Guy wasn't the uber hit the previous three had been.
Right,
and it also wasn't as he's playing a broad character, but it's not as just broadly comedic as the other three movies.
Which is something I like about this movie.
Yeah.
I think that the darkness to it, that menacing edge to it, is kind of what makes this movie more enjoyable.